We're going to break the people up into two different teams. So there's going to be half of After Last staying upstairs with Helen, and one of the areas that we found, it's like a hot spot that seemed to have a peak on the EMF, and take a spirit box to hopefully pick up some voices as evidence that there's activity in that area, then come together later.
As four members of the team, armed with their EMF meters, cameras and a voice or ghost box, head to the area of the building the team thought something might happen in, Helen the medium and two others set up her Ouija board, crystals and dowsing rods upstairs.
I've had this made, so sometimes nothing comes through, it's like, oh, but then sometimes you get some great messages. So all you're doing is just holding it very, very lightly, move it up to say hello, because that's just us opening the board up, and then we'll just move it around and see where we can ask any questions then, so.
But after half an hour and going through her different methods, Helen was surprised that nothing was coming through to her.
We always get something, always. Because, you know, we open the board up and then that is, the floodgates open. That's the first time it's not moved. It's not moved. I would say that it's just because there was no one, there was literally no one from the spirit world here. But I can sense someone, I saw someone behind you, and there was something happening with the pendulum. So I know, and there was something happening with the rod, so there's someone here, but I don't know if they're shy or they don't want to communicate. For some reason, it's unusual for it to not.
Meanwhile, downstairs, the other half of the team spent time back in that central hall.
Sean had got the ghost box when it basically goes between AM and FM, and it sounds almost like a white noise, like an interference that you get from it.
It's the same spirit as the
spirit. For every now and again, it'll pick up words, but what you're looking for is intelligent responses. Basically, it could name itself. Which I didn't want it to, but it seemed to say Damon. But I tried to get around that by saying I think it said Dylan. And then we asked if we could say the name again. And I think this is recorded, anyway. So that's recorded, but it said Damon. And then it seemed to go quiet in that room and not much happened. So we went to the stairwell. This can be disputed, but it just sounded like there was a few occasions where you could hear what sounded like someone. But when we started going up the stairwell towards the top, it started getting quiet. I just hated where there's been up there. But there was a mixture between men and women. There was also like a voice that sounded like someone mumbling, but you couldn't hear it.
And that was in that room, so yeah. Maybe it was a mental patient.
Yeah, like a confused kind of state. You could hear like this mumbling like of a bloke. But then Dylan's had a separate experience when we left him alone in the room with the camera. Yeah. Can't tell him about that.
I was saying, I'm here now. You know, if you need to let me know you're here, do it now. It felt like something was standing behind me. It just felt like something had a hold on me. And I just had to, like I said, I got a bit agitated from it, so I left and came around to you guys at that point.
There's something by that window.
Definitely.
Just feel like something is looking out the window, longing to be outside.
So, after 4 hours, it was a mixed investigation. Half of the team stumbled across what they thought were signs of paranormal activity, while Helen, the medium, says she picked up on what she thought were spirits, but nothing communicated with her. As for me, I didn't sense much going on. But that also doesn't mean anything. Sean from Afterlife explains what they do next, because their hunting is far from over.
It's time to go back, look through what we've got. There's no doubt going to be more stuff captured than we realise. It's always the case.